this is. There is a thing about time and space which the philosopher Einstein is going to find out. Some people call it destiny. A Teen Titans animated series fanfic, written by Brawl Together Now, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, and is Jen with overtures of Dick Corey and Dick Corey Raven, with additional tags for prompt fic, swords and sorcery, alternate universe, fantasy, first meetings, Jen or pre/slash, pre-OT3. Is it established Rob Star and pre-OT3? Is it the power of friendship? Is it both? It's probably both. Summary. Raven is trying to get her hermit on and meditate on the universe's unknowable dark magics. There is no room in this life plan for going on a quest and forming bonds of true friendship or whatever. Even if her own manic pixie dream adventurer duo shows up at her door and asks, honest. The visitors were bright smears of color, even in the oppressive bright whiteness that flattened the cave's palette. They didn't look like the kind of people who usually came to appeal to her at all. The man was slight and dressed like a performing troupe's idea of a humble yet flashy wandering hero, if such a person were backed by a noble's purse. Mostly green, a shade that could disappear in the forest, but just enough pops of red and yellow to say, fuck you. If I blend in, it's because I want to. A half cape hid his silhouette, but not his short sword. And a half helm hid his eyes, but not his sharp smirk. The woman was easily a head taller than her companion, and wore armor like it was for decoration. Bits and pieces, at a high polish, were dotted unstrategically over screaming purple traveling clothes. And not berry purple or magic purple like Raven's cloak could be if she wanted. Expensive purple, like royalty wore. It would look foolishly vulnerable if not for the obvious power in her stance. And if not for how, when they had entered the searing light of the cave, she had lowered the glowing fist she'd been holding up to light their way. That about explained it. The tall one spoke first. You are the sorceress Raven? She didn't exactly have an accent, but she placed her words very carefully. Like stones in a rock garden. I don't do love potions, curse breaking, or quests, drawled Raven in her most unwelcoming monotone, hoping they'd take the hint. It wasn't a robust hope. She didn't move from where she was floating cross-legged in the center of the bright space. I don't take mercenary jobs, hand out prophecies, or undo transformations. Get out. They did not get out. The man actually stepped forward like she'd invited them in. His gait looked almost fey, but he didn't feel fey. She considered giving him a good ogle with her magic, but she couldn't do that without a visual cue, and she didn't want to look invested. When he'd halved the distance between them, he asked, "Not even one quest?" He spoke like he was the only person in the world in on the punchline of an amazing joke. "I'm busy." The woman squinted at her. She had eyes like emeralds. Literally, her entire eyes. Even the sclera were poison green. You do not look busy. I'm booked solid. The truth was, she had come here because the crystal caves were supposed to be places of clarity. Except, even here, Raven had hit a wall, getting herself into order. And that was before the rumors started that there was a magician in the magic cave who might do people favors. But she didn't have any better alternatives. So, we really need a mage, said the light-footed man. Raven jerked her chin at the purple woman. You have a mage. He looked confused for a moment before understanding lit. Oh, Star's not a sorceress. She's just not from around here. That was interesting. Look, I'm not the only sorceress in the kingdom. Find somebody else. He drummed his fingers on the hilt of his sword, more fidgety than threatening. His companion eyed Raven from what was clearly a flanking position. She gave the impression that if anybody made a move on her armed, athletic companion, she would rip their head off before he got a chance to show off. We could do that, he said eventually. But you're supposed to be pretty good. And if we settle for less than pretty good, everybody is going to die. Wow, said Raven. Drama. There is much drama, confirmed the woman with apparent sincerity, nodding earnestly. Kind of robbing the wind from her sarcasm sails. Robin is always most dramatic. The man turned a slightly offended look on her. Raven mulled the declaration over. How everybody is everybody. Robin tipped his chin down to fix her with the impression of a serious stare, eyes still unseen. Everybody. Yeah, the other one absolutely had him pegged. Raven debated. If this wasn't nonsense, it was probably still safer for everyone if she stayed in the cave. The woman clasped her hands together. We can promise you many riches, she said. The queen has promised a reward. Many accolades and dances and feasts and books, interrupted her friend. Magic books, forbidden ones. That could help her, maybe. More than a bunch of rocks. She let herself sink to the floor. Then, slowly, she drew her influence into herself, bleeding it from the natural crystals that were supposed to grant this place empathetic resonance. The harsh white aura of the space dimmed until it was just a pretty cave. I'm listening, she said. Brilliance, cheered Star. Less care, wrong word. And then she rushed forward and picked Raven up. This is not going to be a touching kind of partnership, she growled, struggling from the sudden confines of an excessively friendly hug. Externally, put me down, and internally, do not melt the nice warrior's brain. Star pouted, but put her down. Robin had one hand over the exposed part of his face and was half turned away from them. If his shoulders started shaking, she actually was going to melt some brains. The end. Author's notes. Naturally, upon receiving the books, Raven realizes she doesn't need them because the key to emotional stability was the friends we made along the way, and a healthy dose of adventure. Title is Lightly Sauteed T.H. White. Editing story. I originally wrote half a head taller, and then immediately deleted half because I know what my priorities are, and they're tall, Starfire.